Hi, this is Chelsea from Brewtiful British Columbia and Pacific Beer Chat. I wanted to share with our listeners about the Cirrus Cask Festival happening later this spring. Held at 12 Kings Pub on June 10th, this year there'll be over 40 special casks made by women in the brewing industry. Cirrus Festival recognizes the passion that women bring to this industry, and the intention is to use the festival as a platform to highlight the issues and successes of women working in all areas of making and selling beer. The first hour is restricted to women only to encourage networking and will feature a Q&A session with Nancy Moore and special guest speakers sharing their experience, hopefully igniting interest for attendees to get more involved in the industry, from learning to brew beer to opening up their own breweries. Ticket sales will support a $1,500 bursary for women in the second year of the KPU Brewing and Brewery Operations Program. Last year's festival was a blast, and we're hoping to see an even better turnout at this year's festival. To get tickets, go to tricitiescaskfestival.com/CirrusCaskFestival.
You are listening to Pacific Beer Chat. We are a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We discuss both local and international issues and aim to educate and entertain. We are a part of the Hopped Up Network.
On this episode, Carnell got a group together after the Coquitlam Beer Fest to talk about what their ideal beer fest will be. So sit back and listen. Carnell will introduce everyone kind of 2 minutes or so into the show. But before this episode starts, here's a word from the Hopped Up Network.
If you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
Hi everyone, this is Cutter,
Tony,
Ross,
Joel,
and Clint
from Three Beers In,
a proud member of the Hopped Up Network.
Each episode, we review a local Austin craft beer and talk about
Clove and Bananas,
references I don't get,
and Academy Award winner Matthew McConaughey.
So tune in,
crack open a beer,
and hang out with us.
Find us on hoppedupnetwork.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podbean,
or on threebeersinpodcast.com.
This is the podcast.
This one, we have all just been to a beer festival, and we don't want to stop there. We want to know what makes your peak festival. Like, who's there? What does it take to... What makes your festival peak? Where is it? How does it take place? Who's serving you beer?
One might say, what makes your festival a bestival?
Yes. That's right, we're adding the end parts of words to the front part of words.
That's how we roll.
Portmanteaus. That's what we're up to. But we're also doing this with some killer beers. The first beer we're drinking together as a team, maybe not, that was a good half pour.
I'm okay with that, seriously.
That's right.
We're doing this with Founder CBS, which is one of those, I brought new glasses for everyone, but we're using different new glasses. We are doing this with Founders CBS. So this is Founders Canadian Breakfast Stout. What makes a Canadian?
It's
the maple, because those of you in Michigan think all we are is maple syrup.
we have poutine too.
Yeah. Poutine is really good.
Just go shit.
As is maple syrup.
All of us in Canada are upset with you, Founders, because there's no cheese curd in this beer.
No!
In any case,
there might be
soon. Not wrong.
What makes your best festival? For me, number one, CBS would have to be there, or Founders would have to be there. not just Founders, or to speak to that specific breweries, but like when I go to a killer festival, it's a brewery I can't get to on my own. It's not just a brewery I can't get to my own. It's not just Mission Springs Brewery.
May I pose a question?
And by the way, there's room pose in that market for another pose brewery.
I guess that's...
No, go ahead. Pose your question.
Let's hear it.
This is a comment followed by a question. Mm-hmm. Because for me, my favorite festivals are focused on a specific style, or they have something very specific about them.
All right.
Theme?
Do you look for a festival that you can try all these breweries that are normally out of your reach, which I love too, or do you want to look at a festival that, say, is focused on a specific style?
So Mike's over here, Mike of the Beer Raider and Craft Go Hop is over here posing questions, and it's not even his turn.
I don't believe in turns.
I totally get it.
Okay, Carnell, come on.
That's the big thing is that, again, you want to go to a festival to essentially taste beer that you can't normally get to.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Okay, or that being you go to a festival like Fresh Hopped in Abbotsford, which I am local to.
Yes, you're the Fraser Valley Beer King.
The Fraser Valley Beer King, right?
FV Beer King.
But that's the thing. You go to a festival because they're doing something specifically for that festival. It's almost like a cask event, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going for. You're going for something really exclusive, right? Yeah. And I wish there were more breweries that did more exclusive stuff because, again, you can get into things that you would not normally be able to get to, right? Mm-hmm. If you were allowed to have access to some of these things, it makes it more exclusive. So you're going to draw more people. That's the biggest thing. You want to be the first one in line.
And again, I feel like I made a mistake here by not introducing everyone at the table.
Way to go, Carnell.
Whoa, that's Carnell. Right. What the
so
hell?
You've got, I'm Carnell from Brewart Inlet. We've Ew. Got Van City Beer Girl.
Got, yeah, she's the coolest. Let's talk about her.
FB _ Beer King?
Nope, just FB.
Just FB Beer King. Fraser Valley Beer King.
Formerly.
FB is. If you want to know anything about the Fraser Valley beer, you follow FV Beer King.
Formerly Obi-Wan Kinfoodie.
Yes. We got Bruce Bass Banny, and we've got
Beer
Raider and
Mike.
This is Britt. Bailey.
Britt Raider.
And I'm not important. It's fine. She doesn't know about beer.
Oh my God.
She's wrong.
You are important.
You
are the 98th percentile.
Yeah, that's a cat on
there. That's data.
That's a cat. Everybody saw there's a cat.
Mike means nothing. Unless it's run by you.
Honestly, this is my editor. This is my sounding board. This is where.
And she is incredible. You know what? I fucking love her, and she is like my favorite person ever as of now.
Me too. Here.
I'm gonna take it.
She's in on it. Love
this
her.
Is why I'm single.
I love her.
It's your porn deductions. That's what's good.
Yes, exactly. I don't have a cat named Ada.
I have a major in theater and a minor in beer. Let's put it that
way.
But her minor in beer is like more like a major and a double major in theater. Just saying.
I'm into beer theatrics.
I have a major in science and a minor in beer, but her beer is better than mine. Does that make any sense?
You know what? I don't think anybody.
Okay.
Care about
regardless, we all have minors and majors in many things.
This is phenomenal. This is
so yeah. CBS. So to get back to this beer, we're drinking Founders CBS here.
Oh Jesus Christ, you people! Drink it. It's so good.
Yeah, so there's some passion about this beer. This is clear.
No, but like absolutely, there is passion about this beer.
Yeah, Founders out of Michigan. They started. They were basically the first people to do a stout in a bourbon barrel.
Look, I'm a bigger.
And they've really expanded on that since.
Do you
they've
not
added
like
their program with a CBS. Mike has some opinions, I hear.
Do I?
Yeah.
CBS? I like it. It's a good beer.
I like it. It's good. Seriously, come on.
Yeah.
No, this I is want actually, to hear Beer Raider.
This is my first time having it. It's a nice, it's a nice dark stout.
It's
but
smooth.
What does it kind of taste like to you? Does it taste like Canadian pancakes or
a little
what?
Bit of schmaple.
There is definitely some
little schmaple in there.
There,
and there's,
You guys want to know a fun fact? Here's a fun little story. So,
maple?
You'll get it by the end.
How long is
this
story?
It might take 30 to 40 minutes to get there.
Right, I like to paint a picture with my words.
Okay.
because a picture is worth?
I was like, where's that great sound effect coming from? In any case, paint a picture with my words. It's going to be divisible by 5.
Get to the story.
In any case,
200.
It's not 200.
That's it. Because your picture's worth 1,000 words, so it's divisible by 5, so therefore.
200 words story. Here we go.
Okay, make it quick. Make it fucking quick.
It's a fifth of a picture. No, so my mom's from the UK, so when I was a kid, we grew up eating buttermilk syrup pancakes. So
delicious.
I never knew what sour syrup the milk was all about until I had this beer. I didn't know. I've never had maple syrup.
So you just had, you had a pancake?
Canadian canned maple syrup, like, in our cupboard.
To this day, I have never had maple syrup.
What did you have with the maple?
Okay,
you
so
eat it like a cookie?
I'm speaking into a microphone right now. I'm literally sitting here with my jaw on the table.
You're standing.
Standing with my jaw on the table because... It's very possible I could be sitting. But this guy's been here for a while, and he's trying to open a bottle with a knife, which he managed to do, but he's never had maple syrup.
Yeah, and I'm Canadian, but I'm...
Buttermilk pancakes, sure, but...
Buttermilk syrup. I know my mom.
No, buttermilk syrup. What the hell is buttermilk syrup?
My mom sometimes goes by the way, so mom, what the heck?
What is buttermilk syrup? You can get buttermilk pancakes.
Clearly she adopted.
With...
I always remember sitting there at the table with my friend, and I was like, oh, I love pancakes. I'm like, yeah, pancakes are okay. They're like, what do you mean? I love pancakes. And I was like...
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
I love pancakes too.
And they're like, you get the maple syrup. I'm like, it's not that great. And I remember one time I went to... I was living at home, so I was in like 20. And I go to the cupboard, and I pull out our syrup, and I notice it doesn't say maple syrup like everybody else's syrup says. It says, like, buttermilk syrup, and that's
why
I said to my mom, like I say, my mom's from the UK, and I say, mom, and I say mom, not mom.
Mom. Mom. Mom.
Mom.
Mom. Mom.
I say, that's mom.
I say to me, ma'am, I say...
I say to me, man.
Going back to our British.
I'm drunk out of my tree and I want some buttermilk pancakes.
I say to my mom, what's with this syrup? She's like, I find the maple syrup too sweet. And then at that point, I realized I've never actually had maple syrup in my life.
My God.
And I've never been...
I'm the same as you. Yeah. Same thing.
What are you talking about?
No, I didn't have real maple syrup, I don't think, till I was, like, in my family, it was Aunt Jemima buttermilk, whatever. Yeah.
So anyways, good beer.
Oh my God, I have so many good beers.
Roundabout way.
So that's what I'm saying. If I want to do, if I'm building my own festival, it's not about specific breweries. It's not about local breweries. I heard you say that you wanted. Mike from the Beer Reader had said that he wants a theme. I don't want a theme. I don't want a theme. My best festival.
Why?
My best festival. I'll tell you why.
Let him finish.
I like to interject.
I'll tell you why.
Let me finish.
Let's try the milk.
I can't finish.
I'll tell you why. My perfect festival has a curated list. It's got a little bit of everything, and it's got a curated list. So, like, yeah, breweries from afar. I want to diversify. Breweries from afar, breweries nearby.
Okay.
I want some of that New England flavor. I basically want progressive at the festival that I'm building.
So here's the thing with a festival is that you're going to draw a bunch of people with a bunch of different breweries, right? So if you kind of limit it to what those breweries can produce, you're going to limit the type of brewery that's going to be there, right? Yeah. So they have to produce something for that specific event, right? And I kind of like that idea, is that if you actually produce a festival for a specific type of brew, you're going to get way more...
Like if you had the Imperial Stout.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not going to say variety, but you're going to get a variety of a type of beer that you enjoy.
Can I just specify, though, when we were talking about themes, I don't know about what...
You could do a Star Wars theme.
The beer writer. No.
Whoa, a Star Wars theme festival?
There you go.
How about a No Pants theme?
Can I finish? Oh my God. Yes, please. Hey,
love you.
James Mentos, this is for you.
Oh my God.
I wasn't saying like,
Hop a we fed. Like a Let's sour be there festival. Together.
Like, the new Star Wars like, movie was terrible.
When there's like a theme to the festival, like.
Get out of here.
Okay, we're hang on. Here, Brit's speaking
summer.
Right now.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so
it's more like festival. A vibe thing than it is. Or a community thing.
I get that.
It's all the breweries within this.
Okay, I mean, we're talking about a theme. It doesn't have to be like so direct that it's just stouts. It has to be something that incorporates something.
You can have saisons, sours, and hazes at a summer festival.
You know who does a good job of events like this is Strange Fellows.
Oh, Strangefellows is one of my favorite breweries for many
reasons. Okay, so no for their sell, but as far as a festival is concerned,
yeah, they do,
right?
Well, yeah. Yes, I know they don't what do they bring to a festival per se.
Okay, so does this mean that they do really well in their variety of beers that they can attend any type of festival?
Well, they have their kinds, their events, the Strangefellows events, and
yes,
they're
okay.
all targeted towards certain things. And if you were to extrapolate that into a festival platform.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I think it would be.
No, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
Strangefellows Festival would be amazing.
Like, yes. Okay. Can I?
Strangefellows. You should do that.
What if you did a festival where, like, going back to the other podcast that we just did
weeks ago,
weeks and weeks ago.
It's good to see you guys again.
Hello. Oh, it's been a while. Hello, Mike. Hello, Brittany.
What if you did? I just saw you.
Anyway, we did a festival
where it was to promote local artisans, to promote local artists.
What if you did a music fest featuring beer?
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That would be nice.
If only we had a venue close to the ocean and transit.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're getting into logistics. Logistics is
Parkside would be down.
You gotta have something.
You should have a venue.
No.
That's on top of a mountain, really far away
from where Rocky Point.
Rocky Point.
Yeah, I can get Rocky Point.
You know, you have Brewers Row
better than
my place before that.
Yeah, it's done.
No, and I, you know what? It's funny. I'm not going to say I haven't done this. I've spoken to...
I'm not going to say it. I haven't done this.
What you're actually listening to now is a business plan. No, it
it's not the first time.
It could be done. If you're listening to this in Vancouver, yeah, Brewers Row, where we happen to be located right now, for the all intents and purposes, would make a great place for a festival.
A festival.
With music, because there's a built-in stage.
Okay, here's my thing.
Yeah, so they would have to. Getting back to the theme of this podcast, what would make a perfect festival? Okay. So we're gonna say curated beer list. We're gonna say live music.
Live music.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, is it gonna be a big band? Or
Local bands.
It has to be local.
So like, Whale or something. Like
yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Does it have to? Okay. Or what about the people that aren't doing?
How about
as
local?
Well yet?
Hey, how about local to the festival?
This is Coquitlam, because.
Putting my hand up here.
Okay. Mike, the beer raider, has put his hand up.
No, I'm not talking about big. Okay, maybe you bring in one or two bigger.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. Yeah. But again, you want to promote again what you're actually
doing. There's a lot of talented people around us. We don't get to hear, huge.
Sunreal.
So here's my thing.
I love Sunreal.
I might be trying to open a brewery, and I want to have a venue for local artists. That's the biggest thing. It's I want somewhere for local artists to be able to promote themselves within the community, but therefore. Possibly beyond that, right?
Yeah, I know. I agree with Britt, and I mean we're really getting to logistics now of our non-existent beer festival.
Yep.
But no, I agree. Like, there's a lot of talent, and I'm pretty sure it's the same way anywhere you go. That you're gonna find talent.
You will find talent.
Yeah, and I think what we're all stabbing at here is we're trying to decide who speaks next. But we're all stabbing out here.
Shouldn't be.
I stole it. I'm taking it. It's mine. We're all stabbing out here is that we would like a venue that would provide an opportunity for a lot of local people.
Yeah.
But more than likely at the end,
yes.
provide something that would be sort of at least fairly well known.
Who's been to Salt Spring Island Market?
Yeah.
Okay, so what if you had something like that? Yeah. But like, you know how there's all the craft booths, right?
Yeah.
So, like, interspersed between, you have the beer as well, right? So you have the crafts, you have the beer.
So, but
and
I mean, that's been done, and that's the big thing is that again, you have a farmer's market, which is the Salt Spring Island Market, essentially.
Yeah.
So you have the market where you have something incorporated into the market, right? And you see that with Left Field Cider Co. You see that with a bunch of different breweries. I've been to farmer's markets with that there. It's not localized around the beer scene, right? So if we're talking about the beer scene, you create a beer festival.
Yeah, but you contribute towards the beer scene, I think, if you contribute toward community in general, right?
Oh, you do, for sure. Oh, yeah, you know. So I went to to Gibson's, to the Sunshine Coast, and the hotel I was staying in looked down on the farmer's market down there,
yeah.
And Persephone is in there. It has a tent in the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Right? Because they are in the local scene.
But what if you were to license the whole grounds?
Yeah.
If you license the whole grounds, then you're limited to the whole grounds for one brewery.
What if you not only licensed it, but you were limited for tokens? So say you got your tokens and you actually can't buy more. You say you get 20 tokens, you cannot get more so that they avoid the crazies, right? Yeah,
that'd be create an interesting competition too.
That would.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Instead of having Fuggles and Warlock where they have
dominating.
You know how they do that. Mm-hmm. They've got their reps giving free tickets out to people.
Oh, I did not know that.
You're recording.
Let it be known.
All right.
He may not talk about it. So this is James.
Let it be known.
Let it be known. BC something or other.
How they do it. That's how they win.
Yep.
Every people's choice.
Careful.
You can edit that out. Edit that out, Mike.
Mike,
if you can take that out.
Carnell.
Carnell's out, so Mike, don't put that one in.
But that's the thing. Is that okay, we're talking about like the ideal beer festival.
The ideal beer festival for me would be
open air.
In Disneyland.
No, but this is the thing for
what the hell is wrong with you?
Where seriously, all the princesses are.
Where all the people under the age of 18 are going to be.
Literally has nothing to do with princesses or 18-year-olds, but just saying.
Maybe it's just
I love
me,
Disneyland
I think
because of the rides.
In a beer
hashtag
fest.
Feminism.
The
fuck
thing
you,
that I'm looking go for to is Disney. Something. I want to enjoy the beer and enjoy the people. But
edit
I also
that out, Mike, because Obi-Wan Kenobi is a feminist.
Maybe it's just me.
Yes.
No, I want other things.
I enjoy all things.
Yeah. Thank you.
All
no, things.
Seriously though, like I mean, yes. To me, you're talking about what makes a beer like a beer fest great. Yeah. To me, it's having the great beer and having the people, but also having the other like the other artisans to support too. That would make me feel good as a consumer.
This coming from an artisan.
Well,
we can't trust the artists.
Shit.
They want more of themselves.
I don't
like
make
you said,
shit.
No, this
I
is the
shit.
Thing. The people that are here right now are beer fans and art fans, right?
Yeah.
So again, how do you combine the two?
Yeah.
Right. And we talked earlier about the whole collective arts
community.
Well, but
they kind of did today.
They do.
They kind of
exactly.
did today.
They do.
They did it with food and beer.
Yeah.
But they can do it with craft. You just have to be like.
Okay.
I'm talking
okay.
about artisan. Sorry.
I have
not
to.
Craft,
I have to pose a question.
So they
to
need to make a craft fair.
True. I know.
Let's not call it that though.
I what? No. I have.
Why?
I have to pose a question to everybody.
We'll have too
here.
Many over 60s.
What's the question?
Well, I have to pose a question to everybody
dollars
here.
Dollars are dollars.
And for you, Mike, right? I have to pose a question. Oh. What is your favorite festival that you've been to? Because
you know what? I'm
going
to tell you straight
this is
up.
This going to dictate what you think
my
is going to be the best
favorite
festival
beer festival I have ever been to was the BC Beer Awards. So much fun.
Okay.
The venue was great.
Yeah.
I'm figuring out who the best in BC are, but I mean, I already kind of know.
Okay, so here's the thing about the BC Beer Awards is that they produce something specifically for that festival.
Yeah.
I haven't been to as much as you've been to, but I would say in terms of what I've been to, I've had the most fun.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying it's the best.
No. I did.
But I've
no,
had
no,
the
no,
most
okay.
fun.
Yeah. At?
Which could be an award, right? Most fun.
Yeah
most
for sure.
Fun.
Whistler.
Whistler Beer Festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
right.
Here's the thing about
and
that
the year that it was really rainy.
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Ah,
yeah, you know.
I walked in and I expected to have the shittiest time. Like, I was not excited about it.
This is why I posed this question.
Good job.
I was not excited about it.
Yeah.
And we went with Mike's parents.
Oh, my
and
mom
we
disappeared
were,
for like half an
oh
hour.
Oh, my God. You're with
hammered.
Parents?
It was amazing.
Yeah, still the best.
See?
It was
like I said,
we
what makes
time.
It a good
yeah.
What,
everybody was there.
The thing,
like,
yeah.
Everybody was there.
That's the thing. That's the thing about Whistler is it is it's kind of this landmark at the end of festival season.
Yeah.
So every brewery.
Okay.
Rep,
so now you're talking about timeline, right? So again.
Yeah, but more I'm talking about attendance of actually, or actual brewing or brewery personnel.
Yeah.
You are mingling with. The reps, the brewers, everybody, because it's the big party to mark the end of the season.
Yeah.
And so you can turn around, you can be sitting in line with the brewer from who knows.
It's and not just about the beer.
Or yeah. standing it's now, chatting with Joey who's behind you. And
yeah.
Like,
bigger,
yeah.
Okay. All
that's okay. Fun. But maybe that's just
okay,
because.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the Brit thinks that the Whistler Beer Festival.
Right? I'm gonna agree. And it's one of those things where. Where
you have to agree could, because she's your wife?
No, I don't. Oh.
No, not at all.
You barely if ever agree.
I know what the
story is. I agree.
Here's the for the record, I'm kidding. It was, it was a low blow of a joke. That's what it was. It's, it really was.
I know it's the smart move most of the time, but I don't really do the smart move most of the time.
Oh my god, he did good.
Wait, you guys aren't married, right? Like, I'm not making like some weird assumption.
Wait, you think this is just fun?
Slow down. I haven't finished this one.
Nobody just looks at fingers.
That's a taste for you. Taste.
No, anyway, Whistler
okay.
Beer. I don't
beer,
know.
Whistler Beer Festival.
I don't
okay.
know if it's just because being a blogger.
Okay, first of all, what was my question?
What
favorite,
my favorite
beer festival?
Beer, and I say Whistler. Because,
okay.
Because
right, okay.
I don't know if it's being a blogger. Yep. These are the people that I want to talk to. These are the people I want to get to know.
Okay.
So it's the most fun. But it was that one year where it was just shit weather.
I think that was part of it,
but
though,
you know
is
what?
That we expected with, like, for me, okay, I shouldn't speak for you.
Sometimes
it was low expectations. I'm like,
sometimes.
I have to go to this thing because he's covering the media thing, social media stuff, and it's like, pouring rain, this is what I want to do. I want to sit next to the fireplace at Mike's parents' place. That's what I wanted to do. We walked, we waited in the line, whatever. We go through, and it's like, we have the first couple beers, and there's everybody there.
I feel like they should have.
We ended up running into a couple friends from Victoria that are in the beer industry as well, and like same thing. So it's just I don't know.
Yeah, and
it was the most fun.
What I loved about the rain though is there was this period of probably about an hour to 2 hours near the end on the second day of the fest, where the sky opened up and the sun came out.
And the music too.
And the music, and it was just this huge cheer, and everyone's like, "Yeah, sun's out," and it was.
And
I don't know.
Everybody ripped off their sleeves. It was guns out next.
Yeah. Someone threw an axe. It was pandemonium, but it was awesome.
I don't know where I am anymore.
Who am I?
Yeah.
No
but you know what? It's sort of. I mean, that's one of those sort of almost atmospheric things. Like, I don't know how good it's going
to
be.
For me, it's all about the atmosphere. Like, I really think, actually, going back to your question, that's for me. A huge part of it. There can be amazing beer at a beer festival, and if I don't like the feel and the vibe of the place and the people that are there or the music or whatever.
But this is why I posed the question. What is your favorite festival? And that's the biggest
thing.
Okay, so it has to be not only about the beer.
It could. The funny thing is, we both say Whistler because of the same experience that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I've heard that about Whistler though. Like, I've heard it was a good beer festival.
So you guys say what you like.
So I said Coquitlam was good, but I mean, my favorite was for sure the BC Beer Awards.
Okay.
I thought it was a great venue.
You
it was
went
fun.
To that too. Yeah.
I've been a few.
Okay. Yeah. Carnell, what's your favorite beer awards?
Oh.
The asshole of craft beer.
Does he like? I don't
you
think
guys,
he
you
likes
guys don't
that.
Know this, but I'm definitely shifting my tie around before I make a decision.
He doesn't know how.
Oh, God,
he's
wearing
works.
A tie.
I'm wearing a t-shirt.
He's shifting his
the tie isn't on his neck.
His scoop neck is being.
As we shift our expectations of him.
I'm not a Twin Sales t-shirt. But I mean,
I am not wearing a tie and suit. I'm actually wearing a t-shirt that has beer spills all over it.
And it says Twin Sales
that
on
you can
it.
See.
But get ready for an opinion. Prepare. In any case, don't worry. I live here. I can change.
I can change. I can change. I'm pretty sure Saddam Hussein said the same thing.
Oh!
I own a suit.
Whoa! Says the guy from Mission.
It's still too soon.
It's still too.
Yeah.
In any case,
that was a South Park reference, by the way.
Yeah, South Park is the best. It's okay.
Yeah,
South Park. Answer, man.
Speak. You know, I'm going through my head. I'm trying to think of the best festival I've been to. The thing that strikes me, and I've been way more often. I've been drinking. I've been pouring.
Oh
yeah, you've been pouring a lot.
And I don't think there's any way to get around the fact that there's people who have to do the dirty jobs at the festival.
Okay, so and here's the thing: pouring versus drinking.
Pouring is so fun.
It's fun. But again, two
like
different
drinking.
Perspectives. And again, you have to be aware that they are totally different.
Yeah,
you cannot. You cannot really say that this is the best festival because of your pouring.
Yeah, I got really drunk too.
I will say that. Let's just be honest. Like legally in British Columbia, you cannot drink and pour at the same event.
So I will say
if I'm going from my experience and just like public events, I will say, you know, I've enjoyed a lot of places. I think music is a big thing. I want it to be more than beer. I want there to be something aside from beer. I want there to be a draw aside from beer,
which is really funny.
Okay, so here's the thing.
The beer festivals, I might be slightly drunk. The beer festivals that I've been to, again, music is there. They might be really prominent sort of thing, but they're not the key feature. So it's really hard to say that music is the draw for a beer festival.
But beer makes you drunk. Beer makes you drunk, obviously. If you have things like art and music and shopping or social anxiety. Sarah,
But that was the quote of the night. When you have things like beer, art,
social anxiety. Doesn't social anxiety get worse if all you have to focus on is the beer and the people? Yeah. Like, what if there's a booth you can go to look at shit? Even if you're just faking it.
100%. But you're in 500 people, so social anxiety.
But honestly.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
I think Britt makes a great point because, like, let's be honest. Like, there's a difference between going to a party and having a few drinks.
True.
And it's the idea is, okay, sometimes the idea is like you'd be broken up with someone to get nice. But a lot of the time the idea is like you're going to a party to have fun. Okay.
Yes.
Right?
And I'd like to go to a party to have fun.
And you don't want to go to a festival necessarily just to get wasted. The alternative is you go to a festival. Like, you could have a festival in your basement all by yourself. That's not fun.
Oh,
right?
I do.
You could just have 12 beers in your basement. I can't speak for anyone else.
Drunks and 12 beers is not a festival, make my friend.
I can go into my beer fridge right now. I've got like 40 beers.
You've not been to my basement.
Honey, your jokes are hilarious, but when you laugh at them. You know.
The rest of us laugh. So great.
It changes everything.
We've talked about this.
Oh my God.
We've talked about this. I don't. Ouch. I don't think before I speak.
That's right.
And so I laugh at my jokes because I'm hearing it for the first time too.
It comes out and therefore it is. It's like I joke, therefore I did.
I am still trying to figure out why everybody is yelling.
We're all drinking beer.
I feel like this is just.
I'm sorry. What?
Why are we all yelling?
I agree with Britt though. I think the key to it
is such a fucking gong show.
It has to be more than beer.
It has to be
community, right?
We've done the breweries. Okay,
I don't know what you're showing me.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we gotta go.
Okay,
let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap her up.
I'm drinking it right here.
All right, here we go. We're gonna wrap this one up.
No. Here, this is for you.
You can't have that.
What are we wrapping up?
Just a tip. That's it. That's all you get.
And all I'm gonna say is like I think what we keyed on here is that you can't just have you can't just bring beer to a spot. You can't just bring people to a spot. There's got to be a little something extra. We're beyond the point where beer, like more than two choices of beer, is a festival.
Yeah.
There's got to be an extra aspect.
I think anything that brings the people together to interact.
Absolutely.
All like the more opportunities that you give the people to interact, the better. Yeah. Whether it's music or crap, like other booths or whatever.
That totally makes sense. So again,
last word, let's go to Britt. Last word,
what?
To Britt.
Me?
One,
yes.
One word.
Because Britt has killed it the whole time.
Okay, here.
One word to describe a beer fest. One word.
Yes, one word.
Oh. No, I don't think one. It's a realistic
one. One word.
I'm going to give you a couple sentences.
You're using too many words.
No, she can do it.
I have it.
Okay. Yes. Whoa!
She has it.
She's good. She can do this.
Here we go. You got it.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to patreon.com/pacificbeerchat. We'd love if you would help support us if you think our content gives you some value. You can pitch in as little as a dollar, and we'll mention you on the website. $5 gets you a mention live on the show, and it'll also get you some bonus content we're creating every month. There's also some different levels where you can get stickers, shirts, hats, and that kind of thing. So if you like our show and you want to help us out and help us make better content and upgrade our equipment, check out patreon.com/pacificbeerchat. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Find our show on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, YouTube, or your favorite podcast site or app at Pacific Beer Chat. Please leave us a review as it helps spread the word about the show and helps new listeners find our episodes. You can find Pacific Beer Chat on social media at Pacific Beer Chat on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us an email at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com with any feedback or comments. We'd love to hear from you. You can also find us at pacificbeerchat.com. We are part of the Hopped Up Network, an international craft beer podcast network. If you enjoy this craft beer-focused show or any other craft beer-focused shows, check out hoppedupnetwork.com. And thanks to Tim of craftbeertourist.com for designing our brand new logo. Thanks to Kevin Ems of Conundrum for allowing us to use the song Lothian in the intro to the podcast. You can find Conundrum on Instagram and Facebook at Music of Conundrum. You can also find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. To play us out, here is the full version of Lothian. Cheers. Dark.
I found out so much then. So much more than I can't know. I wanted you so badly by my side. I cursed our time apart. The beginning of the end. For